Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne. For you are God.
Grateful, Lord.
I can
Good morning. Excuse me. First, give honor to God, who's the head of all life. Welcome. It is worship and worship Wednesday, but today we're having a guest on, playwright Zion Watts, coming to talk about the play that she has directed for this Friday. Please tune in to hear what the woman of God has to say as she talk about the play and what's all going on. Again, the scripture for this morning is Psalms 92:15. The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Psalms 92:15. The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Definitely want to give a shout out, of course, to all the states that's listening in. The United States, Mexico, United Kingdom, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Israel, Nigeria, South Africa, Jamaica, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Germany, China, Hong Kong, Zimbabwe, Russia, and Bulgaria. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis. Know that we are praying on this side of the globe for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, eyes sharpen iron. We ask God to continue to cover you guys, and we will continue to be praying on this side for you. You're not alone. Remember, God doesn't care about what you did last night. All he wants you to do is give him a simple yes. Just surrender to him. He loves you. He never left you. He's always been right there for you. You're not alone. It might seem that way, but you're not alone. Just talk to him. Just like I'm talking to you right now. Just talk to him and let him do the rest. Remember, the Bible says having faith size of a mustard seed. Remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He already knows. He wrote everything out for you. No matter what happened to you or who did something to you, forgive them to make it better for yourself. Remember, we are here to inspire, encourage, and uplift you. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, or if you just listen in. It's that simple. Just keep listening in. But we are here. Everybody come on here to inspire, uplift, and encourage you. And know that you're not in this fight by yourself, man and woman of God. You're not. The enemy wants you to think that, but you're not. Continue to stand strong and trust and believe in God. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know what the power is. Shout, there is power. There is power. Break every chain, break every... Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together. There's an army rising up. Come on, kingdom.
into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell them.
But still healed. My God, one of my favorite songs. The Minister Zion should be on, Minister Watts should be on shortly. We're just waiting on a woman of God to call in. Then I would definitely be bringing her on. Again, like we always say, you're not just by yourself. Stop thinking that you're alone. You have people that's out here that's praying and uplifting you much as possible. That's why we bring people on so you can hear from other people. But today we're going to be talking about the play Silent Scream, Shattered Pieces by Zion Watts, a phenomenal play. And, of course, yours truly is in it, as well as Beverly. That is my character. People of God, come on out. Bring a friend. Tell a friend. Trust me, this will bless you. You need to hear what's going on in our lives, in people's lives. It's the truth. Everybody's going through something that's going to be important, that's pertaining to this place. Nobody's untouchable. Nobody's perfect. But it's the will of God that will save you. You're not, again, you're not in this by yourself. Stop thinking that you're alone. We as people think we're always alone or somebody's not listening to us. God is always listening. He's always right there paying attention to what's going on in your life. Remember, he already wrote it out. He already knows what's going on. He already know what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, but you have to surrender. You have to say, God, I'm here. I'm tired of everything. I don't want to go through this anymore. I need your help. And trust me, he will help you right on time. He don't come when we want him to come, but he always come right on time. So it's your time to get in place and stay in position to talk to him, read your Bible, get it up on the book. A faith-based church that's preaching and teaching the word, that's walking the word, that's going to show you how to get where you need to get. And if you need that push, sometimes people need a push. You might need a push into your destiny. You might need someone to talk to you or a midwife to birth what's in you out. It happens. It happens. Trust me. Don't nobody know everything right off the top. We're all human. Stop beating yourself up. Stop weighing yourself down, worrying about what's going on around you and looking with your regular eyes and start looking with your spiritual eyes. See, that's what we fail to do. Start looking with your spiritual eyes. Give God the opportunity to show you, daughter, son, let me show you a better way. Let me show you something else that you can do. We're going to try it this way and trust and listen to me that we'll get it better this way. Sometimes you have to back off and let God drive. Even though you don't want to, sometimes you have to back off from people because they could be, that's where season and lifetime people come in. The ones that's lifetime, you're not acceptable. The ones that's seasonal, you're running too. You can't do that. God put people in position for your life for a reason. Well, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go to a musical break, and Miss Watts should be on shortly. Remember, tell a friend, come. I'm telling you, this play will bless you. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Cassandra Graham is our spiritual mother. She's our covering And we thank God. We really thank God for it. We thank God for the connection. We thank God for all of you all that we're connected with. We're just excited about what God is doing in our life. I'm going to pull back and I'm going to one of the first questions is, you said you're a prayer. How long have you been a playwright?
Actually, honest with you, it sounds really funny, but I've been actually a playwright since I was probably about 8 years old. When I was eight, I wrote my first play, and it was actually an assignment where we had to write creatively. And I went home, I wrote a Christmas play. I'll never forget it. I called myself, even putting it in a book format, and the teacher called my mom and asked her, did she really write this? Did somebody help her with this? And my mom told her no. And then that was my actual first play. So,
writing at a young age, that's how you know it was in you. That's wonderful. So tell the people the name of the play and what is the play about.
Ooh. So the name of the play is Silent Scream, Shattered Pieces. And so Silent Scream, Shattered Pieces, a lot of times when we go through life, we have silent screams that are on the inside because we've experienced trauma, because mama wasn't there, dad wasn't there, somebody that we loved or cared about left our life prematurely. And so it causes us to have a silent scream where we're screaming out. You may see the manifestation of it, of anger or bitterness or resentment, but there's a silent scream, something that's happening on the inside that needs to be addressed. And so that's where the silent scream part came from. And then shattered pieces is because when people leave our lives, whether we're in relationship with them or not, you have where they take a piece of you. So if someone leaves your life prematurely, if you are in a relationship and that relationship goes south for the winter, then you have where that person has taken a part of you, especially if you become sexually intimate with them. And so those particular things make up Silent Scream, Shattered Pieces. So in this production, we deal with so many different aspects of abuse, AIDS. We tackle, abandonment, rejection, and so there's suicide. So there's so many different levels to this production that we're getting ready to see here on Friday, October the 8th.
Okay, tell them a brief description of the characters. Not in go full detail so they, know the play, but just a description of each character that you wrote about.
Ooh, how much time we got? Okay. So basically, let's start from Bo. So Bo is a young man, troubled. He has a bunch of silent screams because he's dealing with abandonment. He's dealing with the spirit of orphan. He's also dealing with having to realize that something that should have been a tender moment for him wind up being a tragic moment for him. And now he's having to face and deal with that. You have grandmother, and she's dealing with the fact that losing a spouse and having to go on after losing them, raising a child, and then coming behind that and now having to raise a grandson. So she's processing through pain, emotion, and trauma. You have Tia, and she's been through a rape in college, and she's had to deal with the consequences of that rape. And so you get to see her go through the different emotions of bitterness and resentment and just trying to keep saying every single day. And I know that as I'm, as I'm sharing these characters, that you should, there's someone on here that can relate to one of these characters. And you also have Beverly, where she's trying to balance church and outside of family, but she's not doing a very good job of that, right? She has the tendency to be overbearing in the church house, but totally neglecting the responsibility that God has given us, which is family. And that's played by none other than your host or co-host here and my sister, Kashima. So I'm just really excited for you guys to come out and experience these phenomenal actors and actresses without getting into the rest of them. But just to come out and experience them and see how God is moving in their lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, like we always say, we want you to come empty so you can get full. Every person that's in the play, you will get something from them because it happens in somebody's life. Each one of them went through something. Each one of us have went through something. And it's phenomenal that you say shattered pieces because I believe all of us has been shattered before. You know, some people don't want to talk about it. That's the problem in black families. They don't want to talk about what's really going on generational within us. You know, shade against other races, I'm not saying that, but we don't discuss what's going on. We try to sweep it up under the rug. What inspired you to write this one?
Actually, this play, just getting to Houston, this play, I was at a ministry, and the first lady, she began to say, I want to have a production that we talk about Silent Scream Shattered Pieces because it's part of a book that she's getting ready to release. And so the person that was over the drama ministry and myself at that time, we were roommates. And so we sat down and she began to bounce ideas and I began to bounce ideas. She kind of got stuck. And we sat there, and it was one of those things that we took it to prayer. And it was totally out of the box because God was like, okay, do this, do this, do this, do this, but basically don't write a script, you know. So it really is, I can say, it's led by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
How someone can purchase tickets if they want to reach you to come in, see the play, how can they purchase tickets, and exactly where is it located?
All right. So you're looking to come to the production. It is 600 Kendrick, that's K-E-N-R-I-C-K, Drive, and that's Houston, Texas, it's 77060.
You're breaking up.
Okay. It's Kendrick, 600. Okay. Is this better?
A little bit, but it's still a little, you know, static.
Okay. It's 600 Kenrick, K-E-N-R-I-C-K, Drive, and that's Suite D1, Houston, Texas, 77060. And then to purchase the tickets, you can go on Eventbrite and look under Prison Break on Eventbrite. And then if you decide, you know, you have Ms. Kashima here, she has some tickets available, or you can reach out on Facebook to Favor Entertainment, and we'll be more than happy to assist you in getting those tickets.
What is your hope when the people, what do you hope people take away from this when it comes to the play?
The hope of this production is really, we want to be what the word says, you know, to go forth and set the captives free. We want to be in that position where when people come to this production, they get set free by the power of God through these different acts that they get, that this play is more like a mirror to them, where they get to see, okay, this is me, this is my behavior, this is maybe what I've been through, this is what mom has experienced. Now I can understand where she is and how she's feeling the way that she is, or this is something that's a generational curse and it needs to be broken in my bloodline. And so our aim in every production that we do at Rhema is to make sure that we are ministering to not only just, you know, to make you laugh or whatever, but some kind of takeaway that you come and you get healed in some area of your life.
Okay, can you tell them about the conference, because you're also having a conference the next day?
Yes. So the conference is called Prison Break, and basically the reason for Prison Break is because we've had people that have been in patterns and cycles for years, patterns of dealing with abuse, and so we deal with abuse, domestic violence, not only for men, for women, but for men, because a lot of times the men are not addressed when they have dealt with abuse or being molested. We deal with those that have been in sex trafficking, those that have been prostitution, those that have been in homosexual, lesbian relationships or trying to come out of it. We deal with those things on Saturday. And the reason for Prison Break is because it's time to break out of those things. It's time to break out of the cycles of old. It's time to come into the new and stop, you know, a lot of times when we're in cycles, we don't realize that we keep going around the mountain like the children of Israel. But God is now saying it's time for you to come forth, spring forward, and do the assignments, do the works that I've set forth. But first, I have to release you from the hand of Pharaoh. And so we're looking forward to those coming to get their healing and deliverance, those that will be hungry and desperate and say, God, I'm looking for change. I'm looking for you to do what seems impossible in my life. And we're expecting God to do a great thing. We have been the horns of the altar, believing God that he's going to, every person that will come, that they will receive breakthrough, healing, miracles, and deliverance in their life.
You know, can you give them a little bit of history about Zion? Without giving them too much, give them a little history about yourself.
Yes, sure. So I grew up as an only child. My dad died when I was 3. I actually found him, so that was trauma. Then going on and further, that trauma began to trigger other things in my life, where the men always seem to have left in one way or the other. And so I grew up thinking that I was a mistake. I grew up thinking that maybe God made a mistake in my identity. So I dealt with identity issues for years. And I will say that, you know, I was a little hard-headed and stubborn. So God had to use different methods in order to bring me to the place now. And, you know, I can say that even in all of that, you know, you still have room to grow and things like that nature. So I'm still in the process where God is processing and pruning. But I can say that I don't look like yesterday, you know, because God is good.
Sorry about that. I got a quick. This will probably be our last question for you. Real quick. Would you say that the things that you went through in your life has shaped how you put your plays together and the conferences? Would you say that that's one of the things that drive you as far as your ministry and your passion for people?
I would say that if you would ask me this question probably a couple of years ago, I probably would say I don't know. But I would say that now because of what I've been through and what I've experienced, my fight as I write or my fight as I go and I do ministry is that even if I don't want to go because human right, I still press because I know that there's somebody that's hurting like I was hurting, and they need somebody to stand in the gap and be that intercessor or be that person that will write whatever it is or do whatever it is that they can get freedom. And so I never want to be that person that becomes so selfish that I think more about me than think about the other person that could have been, like I could have been a suicide, you know, a victim of suicide or, you know, a victim of domestic violence. And so, yes. So with that being said, the things that I've experienced, the things that I went through, have only prepared me to be able to properly minister through movies, plays, books, and all this other stuff to people that are hurting and broken just like I was.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, I am excited about what God is doing. If the people can't make it, is there another way that they can actually see the play?
Yes. We will have where you can see the production virtually, and that will be by invitation only. You have to go on Eventbrite, and underneath the tab, they have what will say virtual, and you can go ahead and purchase that. And one of our contacts will contact you and ask you if this will be for the actual conference or if it will be for the actual play. That will be another way that we can search.
Amen, amen. I wanted to make sure we got that out there, that is more than one way, because a lot of people, because of the pandemic and the COVID, a lot of people don't want to move away out of home, out of their home. But let me tell you something. Don't miss your blessing simply because you because of the crowd. I get you. I understand. I feel you. I feel you on that part. Don't miss your blessing. There's more than one way to see this play, and we really believe that it will be a blessing to you guys. Not because Zion is our sister. It's because we think. I honestly think that, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm hearing, you know, portions of the conversation between my wife and Zion, how the practice is going, and there's weeping, and people are being, you know, it's not just a play. It's actually a experience, and that's what we want you guys to have. We want you guys to have an experience. We want the experience of deliverance. We want you to be free. We want you to be brought into a place of complete and wholeness. Because right now, in the time that we're in right now, in the times that we're in right now, you know, we can't afford to waste no more time. We can't afford to have all this other stuff that's going on that's keeping us from moving forward in our purpose. So listen, make sure you guys go to Eventbrite. Look for the play. Also look for the conference. You guys can go and look for the conference as well. So you can contact Zion. You can do Zion Watch, which is on our Facebook page, and you can also connect with Pastor Elect Kashima.
You move yourself.
Do it.
You can go to Facebook and contact Zion Watts, ZionWatts, or myself, Kashima Douglas, on Facebook as well, and get your tickets. Trust me, this is going to be a phenomenal night, whether you're in person or virtual. You need to be there. You need to be a part of this play. The tickets are $15 now, and at the door, they're $25. Again, trust me, it is a mind-blowing play, and generation curses, people will be freed. You know, you'll be able to understand each specific in this play, I guarantee you. Reach out, get your tickets, tell a friend, bring a friend, share. The tickets are $15 now and $25 at the door.
Amen. Let's go ahead on and pray you out. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray for the play. We're going to pray for those that are in the play, and we're going to pray for the play that is going to be a success. The people that are coming, that will be delivered. So let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to come before you first off in prayer. God, we thank God for the actors, for the ones that are going to be in the play. We thank God for Zion. We thank God for, God, the conference, God. We thank God for the speakers that will be on the conference. God, we thank God, God, for you just coming in, God, and being God, and being God by yourself. Father, we pray that this play not only just, it don't just be a play to the people, Lord God, but this actually be a life-changing experience. God, that they walk in, God, one way, God, and they will leave, God, free. God, we thank you for breaking shackles and chains, God, destroying generational curses, God. God, bringing them into the whole, bringing them into fullness, God, bringing them into completeness, God, bringing them into oneness, Father God, bringing them into a wholeness in you. Father, we thank you for all things being made well. Father, we thank you for just giving them the strength, God, to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Father God, in all things, God, giving them the understanding, God, that no matter where they may find themselves, that God, that you are not only God, but you are God all by yourself. God, you can do, God, anything, God. God, you can do anything. God, you're more than a conqueror in you, God. They're more than their past. They're more than their issue. They're more than their situation. God, we pray today, God. God, we bind up the mind of the enemy, God, even as they come into the building to watch the play, God. We pray, God, God, as they cross that threshold, Father God, as they cross over that threshold, God, they realize they are crossing over into deliverance. They're crossing over into peace. They're crossing over into joy. They're crossing over into hope, God. They're crossing over into a new place, oh God. God, right now, God, we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. God, we cover the actors and the actresses, God. We thank you right now, God, for giving them peace, God. God, in the midst of all that they're going through, give them to know, God, that even in this, God, you are the God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. We thank you in advance, God. God, for just coming in, God, and setting the captives free. God, and we know, God, that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. So let your purpose have its perfect work in them now, God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate you so much. Zion, is there anything that you want to share before you get off?
No, I just want to say, again, thank you guys for having me on. I am very appreciative for the opportunity to not only chat with you guys on this good Wednesday morning, but also to share with the people what God is getting ready to do here in Houston. So thank you.
Welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. And again, people, if you need to get your tickets, they're $15 now on Eventbrite. They're $15 on Eventbrite and $25 at the door. You can go to Zion on Facebook. That's you. You can go to Zion Facebook page at ZionWatts and purchase tickets. I don't know the other page, but she wants to tell you that. And you're definitely welcome to come to mine. It's KISSHIMA Douglas on Facebook to purchase your tickets. Whether you can come in or watch it virtual, you need to be a part of the coming. Be a part of the play. Also, don't forget the conference. The conference is phenomenal speakers that's going to be there. You need to be there as well. You have 2 days of being blessed. Again, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that. If we're not going to prolong your time, thank you, and you'll be back on Wednesday, Thursday. I just want to throw that in now. But we love you. We love you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Know that we're praying and asking God to continue to cover you, because I know it's been a warfare for you doing this. But keep pushing. It will get better.
Amen. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to take a quick musical break. Continue to listen in.
Look at somebody and tell them God's going to get the glory out of this. Y'all act like y'all want to hear it. This is for that whole row right there. Right there. Ain't sure to stand up and face the audience. this way, right quick. Come on, just stand up and wave at everybody. This song is for you tonight, Aunt Shirley. You just give him glory. Give him glory.
Jesus,
that's what we call
you,
yeah.
We call
you were born in a manger
boy,
but
yourself saying.